Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'audu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful episode of the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you may be in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget to make dua for the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Make dua to Allah Azawajal to grant relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, as well as protection against the oppressors. Today, we will be discussing something that is a great sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Something that you and I, individually, we should implement in our societies, for our family members, even for those Muslims in our communities, whether we know them or we don't. We will be talking about visiting the unwell, visiting those who are sick, who are suffering from whatever type of ailment, whatever type of difficulty. Maybe they have mental challenges, perhaps they are suffering from medical problems, sicknesses, diseases, illnesses. Even those who are feeling down and out, they need a shoulder to lean upon. Maybe you can be that pillar of strength for them. One thing we've seen is that by giving this little bit attention, subhanallah azza wa jal, with good intentions, a person can earn lots of rewards. And furthermore, person can also create happiness in the heart of a fellow Muslim. So stay tuned for this discussion. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi." The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions that we are listening to the silsila, we are watching the silsila for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. What we learn, we will try to practice and share with others as well. Insha'Allahu al-Kareem, we need to do ourselves a favor. And that is, every day of our lives, reconnect with the glorious Quran. We are getting these reminders every now and then. Have I started it? That's the important question. Have I started to recite salawat, durud-e paak, istighfar, making sincere tawbah every single day? We don't know, today could be our very last day. And all of a sudden, the angel of death is there to extract our souls. Have we started to do our best to fulfill rights of others, to abstain from sins, to make the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we started to learn something of deen, a dua for the day, to learn the sunnah, to apply the sunnah? If not, when? The time to concentrate on is the now, is the present. Do your best to obey Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that lies comfort in the grave and salvation on the day of judgment through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of judgment, there will be no shade except that of the arsh of Almighty Allah. There will be three people who will be shaded by it. It was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are those people? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he who removes a difficulty from a member of my nation, the one who revives my sunnah, and the one who sends salat upon me in abundance. Well, let us strive to become that kind of person. So that inshallah al-kareem, we too gain some space under the mighty arsh, the mighty throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its shade. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam and we'll continue with this discussion on visiting the unwell. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ae waliye madina bulwaiye madina. 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 Ae waliye madina. Ae waliye madina bulwaiye madina.
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina, Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina,
Muhtat se mere dil mein hai armaan e Madina. Muhtat se mere dil mein hai armaan e Madina. Muhtat se mere dil mein hai armaan e Madina. Roze pe bula lijiye sultaan e Madina. Roze pe bula lijiye sultaan e Madina.
Madina,
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 Madina.
Ae kaash pahunch ke dar jana ne Madina. Ae kaash pahunch ke dar jana ne Madina. Pahunch ke dar jana ne Madina. Ho jaun main so jaan se qurbaan e Madina. Ho jaun main so jaan se qurbaan. Sikandar tere dar par aate hain muqaddar ke sikandar tere dar par aate hain muqaddar ke sikandar se koi mehman e Madina. Be izn ho kaise koi mehman e Madina.
Madina,
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 Madina.
مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا، قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا، حکومت کی طلب ہے، عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے، عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے، دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ، دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ،
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that lovely kalam. Continue listening to these kalams, recite along, get your offspring used to listening and reciting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Madina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. آمین بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. If you come to know that a family member is not well, that a Muslim in your community is not well, or another Muslim, even if you do not know them, but they have been to hospital, they have been admitted into a certain ward in the hospital, take out some time, make some time with good intentions to go and visit that individual and to make dua for them. Do you know how happy they will feel? Sometimes all we need to do is just listen to the person's grievances, concerns, worries. It may take some time, but then subhanallah, what rewards are in store for that person. Just to listen. Maybe they have some heavy weight on their shoulders, on their chest, and just by talking to you, they feel so much better. The beloved mother of the believers, Sayyida Lili Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has stated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did not see a certain youth at his gathering and asked the honorable companions alaihim ridwan about him. It was said that he has a severe fever. And for this reason, the companions, alayhim ridwan, thought that that young man is going to pass away at a young age. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, come, we will go and visit him. When he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam arrived at the house, the youth, the young man, began to cry. He started to weep. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, oh my son, do not cry. Jibreel alayhi salam has informed me that fever is a share of hellfire for my nation. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. May the health of the world be sacrificed for the unwell but fortunate companion who was visited by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O devotees of the companions and family of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired about the absence of his companion and visited him when he was ill. We too should create this mindset. Ask about the health, the condition of fellow Muslims, whether you know that Muslim or not. You won't just receive immense rewards for visiting the sick, but that connection, that relationship will strengthen. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit those who are unwell, would give them some kind of solace, would make dua for them. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever visits a patient, a caller announces from the sky, may you be happy as you're walking to visit the unwell is blessed and you have earned your place in paradise. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Imagine that. Just to go and visit a sick Muslim, somebody who is unwell, even if you do not know that Muslim, is a blessed deed. And that person earns a place in Jannah. We all want Jannah. We want paradise. There's so many different pathways that we can do to earn it through the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of those pathways is to visit the sick. Listen to this blessed hadith and make your minds, make your intention that if I come to know a certain Muslim is not well, especially if they are a family member, maybe they are staying somewhere else. If they are staying far away, pick up the phone them, speak to them, listen to their concerns, their grievances, what is worrying them, and provide some comfort. Just by listening to them, you are providing some comfort. Show genuine concern over the phone. Make dua for them as well. How happy they will feel. Now keep this blessed hadith in mind. Whoever visits a sick person, Allah Almighty shades him with 75,000 angels. Every time he lifts his foot to take a step, a good deed is written for him. When he completes a step, one of his sins are removed and he is elevated by one rank until he takes his seat. Whilst he is sitting, he is enveloped in mercy and remains as such until he returns home. Allahu Akbar. Just for visiting a sick person, look at the rewards. Who doesn't want this? Tell me. We all will desire to be shaded by 75,000 malaika. We all will desire for taking one step, just by lifting our one foot in the direction to visit an unwell person, for one good deed to be written down. And when we place our foot down, a sin to be removed, our rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be elevated by one time. And subhanallah azza wa jal, those out there who are filling out their pious deeds punctually every day, one of the points that you will find there is that, did you visit any sick Muslim today? Make it part of your routine. Take out some time. Dedicate time. We dedicate time for everything else. We dedicate time. Okay, this is our work time, our family time, recreational time. This time I'm going to do my hobbies, my vacation, my holiday. How about including time to visit, even if it's once a week, even if it's once a month? But take out some time. Go to the hospital. Visit during the visiting hours. You will find so many patients that are there. Who knows? Maybe so many of those patients don't have family members who are close by to visit. And you, a stranger, but a Muslim, that is visiting and making dua, how nice they will feel. Maybe that will help in their quick recovery. I remember I was talking very recently to a doctor. He was not well, so we went to visit him. And he said, you know, one thing, he was recalling his time that he spent for, I think, a week or two in the hospital. He said, next to me, there was another person. And I was just feeling so sorry for that person. Why? Because the poor man doesn't have any family, doesn't have any children or grandchildren, doesn't have no siblings, nobody. So nobody comes to visit that person. You will find people like this at the hospitals. But imagine if you go there and you visit, the man doesn't know you. You don't know that man. And how he must be feeling that another Muslim came to visit me? I mean, you're not expecting anything in return. You're not expecting any money. I'm not going there to getting paid to visit the sick. No, I'm going there to fulfill a sunnah. I'm going there to earn the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going there to earn immense rewards. So through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I too want those 75,000 angels to shade me. I too want those good deeds to be written in my account, my sins to be forgiven, my rank to be raised. I too want to be enveloped by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So visit your Muslim brethren with the intention of acting upon the sunnah and to earn countless rewards. Remember something, it's not a sunnah to only visit those that you know. Imam Abu Zakariya bin Sharaf Nawawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, visiting the sick is a sunnah, irrespective of whether you are acquainted with that person or not, whether he is your family or the person is unrelated. If you visit the ill with the intention that they will visit and care for you when you become ill, then the person will not receive reward. Because now there is an expectation from that person or that person's family. Our intentions must be pure, must be clean. That I'm not visiting this person so that tomorrow when I become ill, they must visit me. No. It must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I'm practicing upon a sunnah and to earn rewards from the merciful court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, if you do not see your brothers congregational salah, find them. If they are ill, visit them. If they are well, then tell them off, meaning caution them to not miss the salah, to not be lazy in offering the salah. So remind them in a nice tone, in a nice way, politely. This is the responsibility of each and every Muslim individually. Now imagine if each one of us, if every Muslim out there had this mindset, which we need to create, which we need to dedicate some time to. Start once a month. And then if it's easy for you, once a week. Look, the more often that you do it with the correct intentions, how much of rewards you will gain every now and then. You will watch on Madani channel how our elders, our leaders, our seniors, Arakeen Shura, they go out to set the example for you and I. They go and visit those who are unwell, whether they know them or not. They take out some time, they dedicate some time to be present over there, to listen to the person, to comfort them, to give them solace, to make dua for them. What a beautiful teaching of Islam. And if you are in especially a position of authority, subhanallah azza wa jal, how nice the people will feel. Now don't just go and visit the rich and famous, the person who has lots of contacts and connections, because you have ulterior motives. Hey, I'm going to visit them when they're sick at home or in the hospital, and you know, when they get better, they will remember me. No. Clean the intentions and use what authority that you have, the temporary authority that you have, to do this, to visit, find the sick people in your community, in your society. Of course, start with your family members. Now, it's not necessary to only visit people when they are extremely ill. Visiting, showing sympathy, empathy to someone who has even some minor ailment, we can visit them. It will create happiness in their heart. It will cause an increase in love between you all. His Eminence, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, a great saint and scholar of Islam that is followed by tens of millions around the world. You know, he mentions that to show sympathy and affection to Islamic brothers who are ill, or even having, maybe it's not something minor, just a bandage around their arm, maybe they got scratched. He also, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatumullah, he also prays for their well-being, for their recovery, even if it's a minor thing. After being visited by Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya and receiving his supplications, his du'as, the Islamic brothers are visibly overjoyed. Once the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited a companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had some pain and difficulty in his eyes. It's mentioned in the blessed hadith that Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited me whilst I was suffering from pain in my eyes. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, states in relation to this blessed hadith that we learn that it is a sunnah to visit someone even if they are suffering from a minor illness, such as an earache or pain in the eyes. Even though these illnesses are not life-threatening, apparently, are not dangerous like so many others, but they are still considered as ailments. You and I as well. If you came to know your brother, your sister, your family member has an eye ache, ear ache, visit them if possible. They will be amazed. My brother came to visit me. My sister came to visit me. Don't, I just have an ear ache. These are secrets for love to grow, for relationships to strengthen. Visiting And offering condolences is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would travel to visit the companions alayhim ridwan, who even lived on the outskirts of Medina Sharif. This is the display of his remarkable level of humility, humbleness, and compassion. The great scholar, Allama Ali Qari rahmatullah ta'ala, he says that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would inquire about the companions alayhim ridwan who were not present. If they were ill, he would visit them. If they were traveling, he would pray for them. And if they had passed away, he would make dua for their forgiveness. Would also inquire regarding people's circumstances and would give advice accordingly. There are many Madani lessons for us in these narrations. So we too should visit the sick, as this is from amongst the rights of a Muslim. If the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst being the king of both the worlds, visited his companions, then why don't you and I also adopt this blessed practice? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit his companions alaihim ridwan, would be a source of motivation for them, to give them solace. And they, just by seeing him, Allahu Akbar, how they would have felt. Just by being visited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went to visit Sayyidina Dhul Nukhama radiyallahu anhu, because he had a fever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "How long have you had this fever?" He replied, "For 7 days." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, "You have a choice. If you wish, I will make dua to Almighty Allah for your well-being and recovery. Or you can be patient, or observe patience." He repeated this 3 times and then said, "You will leave this fever," meaning you'll become well, "the way you left the womb of your mother without sin." The companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will observe patience." It's mentioned in this hadith, a hadith that the blessings of contracting a fever. How many of us, we have a fever? Our children have fevers. People in our household contract a fever. And our response is impatience. When is this fever going to break? When am I going to get better? Listen to this hadith regarding the blessings of having a fever. That the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Without doubt, Allah Almighty removes every sin of a believer due to a single night's fever." Allahu Akbar. A single night's fever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes every sin of a believer. The renowned tabi'i, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah ta'ala, he says, "The honorable companions alayhim ridwan, they were hopeful that one night of fever would be expiation for all their previous sins." So the next time you have a fever, think about this blessed hadith. If anybody in your household, any Muslim, whether you know them or not, contracts a fever, then inform them of this blessed hadith that without doubt, Almighty Allah removes every sin of a believer due to a single night's fever. If I have a medical problem, then I can make dua for recovery, but look at the rewards of it. If I have a spiritual ailment, okay, here's the cures, let me apply it. Even if a thorn pokes a believer, the pain that he feels is removal of sins. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions in this regard that one night of fever removes the sins of 1 year. And the great Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, this is because a fever saps the energy of a year. It has also been said, human beings have 360 joints and the fever affects every joint. Hence, every joint is subject to pain and difficulty, which is why each joint becomes an expiation for one day. Subhanallah. The great Tabi'i, Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, reports from Sayyida Lady Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is his maternal auntie, that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once visited a person from the tribe of Banu Ghifar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fever is from the heat of hellfire, and it is the share of hell for a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. O Allah Almighty, fulfill his wish. The man let out his final breath and passed away. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are some from my nation who, when they take an oath by Allah, he ensures the oaths are fulfilled. Almighty Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Amr and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whosoever goes out to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, Allah Almighty grants him shade by means of 75,000 angels. The angels supplicate for him, and he remains surrounded by the mercy until he returns. And when he returns, Allah Almighty records the reward of a Hajj and Umrah for him. And whosoever visits a sick person, Allah Almighty grants him shade with 75,000 angels. For every step he takes until he returns home, one good deed will be recorded, one of his sins will be erased, and his ranks will be raised by one. When he sits with the sick person, mercy envelopes him, and it continues until he returns home. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi sallam stated, when someone visits a sick person, a proclaimer calls out from the heavens, be happy, for this walking of yours is blessed, and you have prepared your place in paradise. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi sallam stated, visit the sick and attend funerals. They will continue to remind you about the hereafter. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi sallam said, whoever performed wudu in a good manner and then visited his Muslim brother with the hope of gaining reward, he will be moved away from hell up to a distance of 70 years. Whenever you visit a sick person, you should ask the sick person to pray for you, because the prayer of a sick person is not rejected. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the prayer of a sick person is not rejected until he becomes healthy. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you visit a sick person, ask him to pray for you, for his prayer is like the prayer of angels. Whenever you go to visit a sick person, pray for the sick person too. There is a prayer which we have been told about in a hadith. If possible, recite this supplication. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever visits a sick person whose time of death is not near and recites the following words 7 times, Allah Almighty will relieve him of that illness. As'alullah al-azimah, rabbal arsh al-azimi an yashfiyaka. I ask Allah Almighty, the Lord of the Mighty Throne, to cure you. O our beloved Allah, grant us the enablement to act upon the sunnah of visiting the sick too. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa alihi wa sallam. It's always something to learn in this fragrant environment of Dawat Islam. If you haven't gotten involved in the Madani activities, the daily, weekly, monthly, yearly activities, what's the delay? Don't allow shaitan to influence you away from goodness. He will do it directly through his wasawis, his evil whisperings. Or he may do it through other people, even on social media, to stop you from progressing spiritually. So break free from those shackles, join, be part of the success of Dawud Islami, not alone, with your family as well, with your children as well. Enroll them in Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, Darul Madina. We have online, on-site courses via QuranTeacher.net. And like this, attend weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawud Islami. Travel with the Qafilas of Dawud Islami. Read the weekly booklet. Listen to the audiobook. Read the monthly Faizan-e-Madina magazine. So many facilities are there for you and I. But what we need to do is take that first step. That's what we need to do. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not see Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his sacred gathering. So he asked about him. Our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was told that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was ill, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to go and visit him and said, may Allah increase your reward and grant you well-being in both your body and religion until death. There are 3 things to note with regards to the pain you are feeling. Firstly, the illness will remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal profoundly. Secondly, your previous sins will be forgiven. And lastly, supplicate, make dua for anything you wish, as the dua of the one afflicted with an illness is accepted. Another narration says that Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that when I fell ill, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam visited me and said, may Allah cure you from your illness, forgive your sins, and grant you afiyah, well-being in both your body and religion until your last breath. Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners out there, so when you visit the sick, you make dua for them, but don't forget to also request them to make dua for you. Yes, their duas are accepted. Ask them. Please don't forget us in duas. Make dua for our maghfirah, for our forgiveness. And even if the person is in a dire circumstance, don't show signs, even through your facial expressions, of negativity, of sadness. No. Give hope. At the end of the day, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the doctors say there's no hope, it is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the one who changes circumstances, is the one who provides, who gives the shifa. If he wishes, he can change situation in a moment. So keep giving hope to the person that don't worry. Everything will be okay. لَا بَأْسَ طُهُورٌ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ Make this dua for them as well, that don't worry, there's nothing in this. Through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, this will be a means of purification for you, for the removal of your sins. And so keep injecting hope in the person. Be one that is there to listen to their grievances and advise them accordingly. And make dua for them. Make dua for the ummah. And request them to make dua for you as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.